today we are going to be talking about something very exciting.
It's really exciting because we do have our very first guest on the podcast. She is my mom.
She is.
And she, I mean, here's what is a little bit hard about this. It is. Here's what's hard about this is that I would say 70 to 80% of things I say are parroted from my mom.
Okay.
And so it's hard because sometimes I give her credit, sometimes I don't. Right. And so now I really am having to think on my feet.
Yeah, and for yourself.
Yeah.
Independence.
But I'm still going to be drawing on her a lot.
We should also address the fact that we haven't put out our regular content, and we're so sorry about
that. We're so sorry.
It's just finals, but now that they're, for me, they're done, you still
for
have...
For me, I'm still going. I still have two.
Still trucking.
Okay. I'm still trucking along.
But in today's special episode, we are going to go over a very fun theory that Susie Wisnett, our very own Camille's mother, has curated over her years of experience.
I'm not going to say that this is therapy, but she is this licensed clinical social worker, right. And she does believe in this theory.
Yeah.
And so, and what's funny, I mean, she'll get into it, but what's funny is I've been saying to my mom, well, this can't, like, line up totally, right? And she's like, I don't know, I think it's pretty accurate. So.
There's confidence. Okay, Susie, I think, well, just a little bit brief introduction.
Okay, so when I was single, I noticed that there were some uncanny parallels between people's shopping habits mm-hmm. and their dating habits.
First, where did it first click?
So, I was in a singles ward, and there was a guy who showed up.
And so let's just explain for people who don't know what a singles ward is.
Okay.
Yes.
That's like your church congregation, and it's if you're not married and you're like in your 20s or 30s, you go to a singles ward, which they're not supposed to be called that anymore. Now they're called a YSA ward. It's like a young single adult ward. Anyway, so it's just that's... Everyone in the ward is unmarried.
It kind of sounds creepy.
It does sound creepy.
But it's mainly it's just really, kind of like have more fun. Like to meet people. Like,
well, because like in college, it would be weird if like Sophie and I were going to church with
like
all
parents.
These like, yeah, and all these like young like
families.
And so it's more like we're just going to school with people who are also, or I mean going to church with people who are also in school or just graduated and are working and they don't have like families to be taken care of and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Okay.
Okay. So in my day, we called it a singles ward, so I'm just going to use that. But this guy showed up. His name was Sanford, and he had a dirty blonde, short ponytail. His outfits were carefully curated. He wore things like ironic Western leisure suits. He looked
When was this?
Oh, probably early 90s.
And so this was not your typical thing to be wearing in Salt Lake City in the 90s.
Right. He looked very alternative. I mean, the rest of the ward had a very conventional, well, ward members had a very conventional, glossy, upper income kind of feel. Some people called it the Mannequin Park Singles Ward.
It was really the Monument
Park. It was really the Monument Park, but I could see where they were coming from. So Sanford definitely stood out and looked out of place. He didn't participate, he just observed. But we became friends, and he had such an interesting take on things, so I was always asking him questions, trying to figure out what his deal was.
Right.
Yeah, so I said, okay, Sanford, you're not a believing member of this church, and you've never...
And you didn't just assume that, right?
No, this is after we've been friends.
Okay,
friends.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I said, and you'd never date any of the women in this congregation. So why do you come every week? And like, sure. That wasn't an offensive question at all to him. I mean, he loved a good question.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and it was honestly like a good question.
Yeah.
How's my friend?
And so his answer, I just like to keep an eye on things. I like to see what the scene is.
Okay. So, that's respectable, Sanford.
So the kind of clothes that Sanford liked could only be bought like at consignment stores or small little boutiques. But then one day he mentions how he goes to Nordstrom regularly as a browser or window shopper.
Yeah, like a window shopper.
Yeah. And I said, what? Nordstrom? Sanford, what are you doing at Nordstrom? I mean, you'd never buy any of your clothes at Nordstrom. Why do you go? And his answer was, well, I know I wouldn't, but I just like to keep an eye on things. I like to see what the scene is. And that's when I thought, oh, for heaven's sakes, that is such a parallel. He shops like he dates. That's just wild. So
wow.
And so the theory began.
That is, and it really is. I've done it with my friends, too.
Yeah. So, okay. So I had this friend, and she was a really approachable, fun, quirky girl. And she had been hanging out with this guy who she really liked. And she was unsure if it was reciprocated, but they spent a lot of time together and had a lot of fun together. So she was hopeful. Mm-hmm. He did have this, I don't know, sort of this woman that he'd been involved with who lived far away. And she was fancy and maybe kind of unattainable for him, I'm not sure. So we weren't sure if he still had something going with her or if his interest now mm-hmm. was with my friend. So I had the chance to interview him. Because
somehow you ended up at dinner with just you two, right?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, so I thought it was a great opportunity to interview him about his shopping habits. And he was game.
You were doing the work for her.
Yeah, he was game. So, you know, of course, I asked him lots of questions, but where I got some really telling information was with this. So I said to him, what outfit do you like to wear? And he said, well, I'm pretty much just a everyday jeans and sweatshirt, t-shirt kind of guy. I just like to be comfortable. So I pretty much wear that every day. And I thought, oh, okay. Because I had found that lots of times there's a parallel between what people wear, what looks they're going for, and the kind of person they like to spend time with and are seeking after. Right. And so I thought, oh, well, that bodes well for my friend, because she is a jeans and t-shirt kind of feel. You know, you're instantly mm-hmm. comfortable with her. And he wore them every day, and they spent every day together. And so there were lots of parallels. But then I must have said, well, what look would you like to find, you know, in your shopping? And he's like, oh, his eyes lit up, and he said, oh, I would really like to find is just a really nice fitting Italian suit. And I thought, oh no, oh no, my friend.
That did not
sound like my friend. And it sounded a lot more like that fancy girlfriend in another city who is sort of unattainable. And so
where did he end up?
Not with my friend. Yeah.
Because you told her, right? But you didn't say how you'd figured that out.
Well, no, I think I probably told her everything. I mean, a friend's got to be a good friend.
Probably didn't spare any detail.
Yeah.
And, do with it what you want, but here's my thinking.
Here's what you found, mm-hmm. yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, so then
that's a good
another
one.
Parallel that I've found is that there seems to be some relation between how people shop and attain their clothes and how they go about dating. There was one friend of mine, I'm going to call him a friend, and I interviewed him and I said, well, so how do you get your clothes? You know, when you're shopping for clothes, what are you looking for? And he's like, oh, I don't shop for clothes. And I said, you don't shop for clothes? What? How do you get what you're wearing? And he said, oh, well, I just wait around for birthdays and Christmas, and then my mom and my sisters buy me clothes, and I just wear that. And I said, oh, okay, so you don't go out and seek out your own clothes. No, I just wear what comes to me. And that was a light bulb that went on, because then, you know, upon interviewing him, it was sort of the same with dating. Like, he didn't go out and pursue women or ask people on dates, other than girls would decide that they liked him and they'd pursue him, and then he would just date them and get in a relationship with them. And that's how it happened. So he was passive in his shopping and he was passive in his
dating,
relationship seeking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, he probably wouldn't get rid of clothes if he didn't like them anymore, right? He would just keep wearing them.
Yeah, I do think there is some sort of a relationship between how people, like, you bring something home and it doesn't quite work, so do you take it back?
Right.
And if you're, you know, dating someone and you're not sure it's working, do you go to the effort of
stick it out, or do you just...
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, they're both kind of tasks that aren't that fun. They take some initiative. It's right. sort of uncomfortable. And there does seem to be some parallel.
It's easier to just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To just right. keep something that doesn't quite work.
Okay. Okay, so should we demonstrate? We'll do a demonstration of how this works and applies to real people.
Yeah.
So, Camille, when we've been interviewing your friends... No, we better not go there. Yeah.
You want me like, let's talk about Anya.
Let's deeply analyze somebody without their consent on a public forum.
So Sophie, do you want me to interview you, or?
Well, I think you should interview both of us, right? I mean, I guess you probably have already gone over this with Camille, but not in front of me and the world.
Okay, should we go over some of our main points that we've thought about me, Mom?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing that I thought was interesting, so my mom had explained this theory to me a few years ago, probably, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. And then earlier this year, I was on the phone and she was saying it again. And I was like, I'd forgotten about this. Like, do you really think it works? It can't work every time. And she's like, well, like, let's just think. So then she started asking me some questions, and I was like, gosh, like, kind of does work. But so I thought it was interesting. We were talking, I don't know, Mom, you can kind of help me too, but when we were talking about if I like approval from other people, so you said, okay, so when you go shopping, do you like to go shopping with someone or on your own? And I was like, I guess I usually go shopping with someone. Or if I do go by myself, I'm always taking pictures in the dressing room and sending them. And usually I send them to my mom. Like, it's impossible. Even if I go shopping with friends, a lot of times I send pictures to my mom. And so yeah. I think I do want people important to me in my life to like someone I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't know what you like right away without the input from others.
Yeah, because right. there have been a few shirts where my mom says, this is so cute, and I'm like, I'm never going to wear that. And she's right. like, you really might. And we get it, and I wear it all the time.
So then with that, you can't not
I
have
I can't discount
when,
someone
yeah, yeah.
right away.
No. Well,
and then that kind of led us to thinking about, okay, so do you, like, does your mom approve, or your mom or your best friend or whoever approve of your style? And does the same person approve of your dating? And do you care if they approve of your style and of the people you date?
And maybe some people are dating and dressing as a form of rebellion. They really don't. They hope their mom doesn't approve, you know?
Yeah.
But you happen to be a kid who kind of likes your mom to approve. So far. So far.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I feel like there aren't very many people who I could bring home who you wouldn't like. But also, there probably are, but I just wouldn't like them either.
Well, and I think maybe in this scenario, at least if I don't know, whenever I'm answering these questions or, like, thinking about this, I think, like, doesn't everyone want approval? But at the same time, like, I don't remember the last time I sent a picture of something in the dressing room to anyone. And so it's not everyone that needs that. Not that I mean, obviously I would prefer my parents and or whoever, like, I think dresses well to like it as well. But honestly, well, I guess now this is kind of good. But I'm just thinking, like, that's not everyone. So
yeah, there you go. That's the other thing that's so interesting about interviewing people is I think when I think about it, I'm like, oh, most people probably have about the same attitudes about shopping and clothes and stuff that I do and about dating that I do. But even good friends, like, totally have different, you know, ways of approaching it.
Right.
Yeah, and it's those idiosyncratic things that people do that really, you know, are interesting and help shed light. Yeah. And, I mean, I think we don't want to oversell it. Like, you know, you can't find exact parallels and it's not, you know.
It's not perfect.
But I think that by studying one thing, you might gain some insights into the other things.
Yeah. It's not going to teach, you know, it's not going to teach you everything about the way you date or, you know, what you're looking for. Or really, I think often what you really want to know about is the person you're interested in, if it lines up with how they date and how they find people to date.
Right.
And it doesn't always, you know, you're not going to get all the answers. But you might get a few.
But definitely, I would say it's a notable red or white flag. Like, it's a notable thing if somebody, like how you were saying about the Italian suit, like, that is honestly something to take into account. You can't just be like, oh, it's probably nothing. Because, like, that psychologically, I mean, it's not, like, the only thing you should be like, okay, I can't be interested in this person anymore. But, like,
but if the writing's already on the wall.
Yeah.
Then that might be something where you're like, oh, that does check out.
If they only further certain suspicions, then maybe, like, look into that more. I don't know.
So I think we should get at least one lucky listener the chance to go through an interview. And then maybe, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see what they think.
It'd be fun to interview a guy on here sometime.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, yes, men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be interesting. Okay, Sophie, what kind of stores do you shop in?
Okay, so I love clothes a lot, and I really do like shopping a lot. And I would say that I definitely don't shy away from expensive things and stores, but my look that I'm primarily going to find myself in a Savers, which is Value Village if you live in Washington, and Buffalo Exchange. I'm always in Buffalo Exchange, which they don't have in Utah. I go to Pibbs, which is in Sugar House. Anyway, but I love that's consignment, but more it's just like thrift stores. And finding things that nobody else wears. If somebody else is wearing something that I want to wear, I wouldn't get it. Like, if I've seen someone else wear it, I probably wouldn't get it. Yeah. And, like, I never ask someone where they got something because I wouldn't want to wear the same thing as someone. And so, yes, I do go to, like, Nordstrom, but honestly, it's not, I don't buy as much from there. I'll buy, like, one thing for every, like, 10-15 things I buy in other places, and I have a lot of clothes.
She does. That is, okay. That's our main concern for our tiny room.
For our tiny room, I don't know where. Right now, there some are in my kitchen cupboard, so maybe we'll find space.
Wait, in your apartment in Provo, they're in your kitchen cupboards?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have some clothes.
That's incredible.
But I got rid of a lot. So anyway.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be fine. Okay. Well, and I would say that's really interesting about that you don't want to wear something if you've seen someone else wear it. Because I feel like that's pretty like rare.
I wouldn't want to date somebody I know anything. Like, I wouldn't want to date someone else's. Which, obviously, like, someone who... Obviously, nobody wants to, like, be dating... Okay, but, like, if my friends had even so much as, like, gone on a date with them, maybe I wouldn't be interested. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, and I do feel like you are a really interesting person, and you aren't interested in people who aren't also really interesting. I feel like some people who are interesting, they're like,
don't really care.
They're like, yeah, like, I'm enough interest in this relationship. Like, it's okay if the person I'm with just is interested in me. But you want someone,
right?
You know, you want clothes that are like really quirky and fun. Yeah. And you want people who are really quirky and fun.
I'm curious about this volume of clothes. Like, you find a lot of clothes that you like?
Yes, I do. Which is interesting. I guess I wouldn't say I have... I just think my taste is very unique. And so it's easy for me to find something that I can make work. I wouldn't say I'm easily, like, pleased by, well, I don't know. It's not like I'm going to, like, Forever 21 or something that's, like, or H&M or whatever, like, more mainstream and being like, yeah, I like any of the, like, top 40 things that are being sold here. Like, I think I can find a lot of things that I like and to buy because, one, they're usually pretty cheap. And two, I feel like I can find a lot of different ways to wear them and, like, put things together that people would be not as, like, more hesitant to put together.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of drawing the parallels for Sophie, I guess.
Well...
No, you should.
I have a further question. So, okay. So you get a lot of clothes, and then do you keep them a long time? How do you go about getting rid of them?
I do keep them. I feel like my family would be like, you can't get rid of things, but I don't think that's really true. I mean, I did just get rid of, like, a lot, and when I come, it's becoming easier and easier for me to get rid of things mm-hmm. as I get older. And so, yes, when I think about it or when I have, like, circumstances that, like, how I'm moving, I do need to get rid of stuff. It's not hard for me to find things that I just genuinely don't wear. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to wear this anymore. And usually when I'm doing that, and I think being friends with Eleanor, who we've already talked about, the way she shops, and this is actually interesting, maybe she'll win the raffle, but she, like, will buy, like, a couple of articles of clothing from the Pibs Exchange thing. That, anyway, it's just like a... resale whatever, and then she'll find really interesting things and then just sell them back to them when she's done and then buy new things from them. And obviously, yeah, and obviously she's like losing some money on that, but I think but it's worth it to her. And I think that's I've adopted that mindset of just like to be able to have really interesting things, and when they no longer interest me, it's not as hard for me to just sell them back. And, like, I have $100 of credit to that store right now. And so when I'm back in Utah, I'll just, like, keep on buying things that are, like, extremely interesting to me, wear them for a couple months, and then I wouldn't feel bad selling them back to them.
Interesting. Well, I was going to say, I think you can find a lot of articles of clothing that you are interested in and like. And I think that you also are good at finding a lot of, like, people who you really... I think you're good at, like, finding good things in people and, like, enjoying being with them. Even if it's not necessarily, like, every single article of clothing can't represent, like, a boy you're interested in dating, but I think it would, they could kind of represent, you know, the people you keep around you, like, in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom is nodding.
And I would say I do, like, I hate bad dates. And I do, like, obviously, I like a good date, but, like, I do like the the idea of dating and, like, just how I like shopping. I like trying to find people that are interesting. If not mm-hmm. for me, then for someone else. Any of my friends. Yes, I do like the idea of, like, oh, who do I think is attractive? Like, who's interesting? Even if it's not really, it doesn't go anywhere. I just, like,
kind of collecting people.
That is interesting. I mean, I think it is a parallel. You love shopping and gathering, and you like dating and gathering people. Yeah. I know that when I dated, I really didn't like shopping, and I really didn't like dating. And so I would just get one outfit, and I was known for having a uniform, and then I would just wear it. A lot, enough that people knew it was my uniform, and I'd get a
a cartoon character,
and I'd get a boyfriend, and I'd just keep him for years.
Right. See, I don't think that is ever gonna be. I honestly can't imagine myself dating, like, with a boyfriend, which I know, I don't know, probably other people would say that about themselves, but, and then I can imagine them. So anyway, whatever. But yeah, I can't imagine having a boyfriend or, like, a consistent, just because I just feel like I, not like I'm dating a lot at all anyway, but, like, just, like, I would be scared to, like, and it would just have to be such an interesting person. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I don't know. But at the same time, my number one quality when I think about somebody I'm looking for is, like, easygoing. So maybe that's, like, parallel
to,
like...
Well, maybe it's, you know, you are young, and so, of course, you're not looking for, like, clothes you're going to wear for the rest of your life right now.
No,
but eventually, you might be more interested in more consistency.
Yes. I think my friends joke, because one time we were talking about my future, and I was like, I'm not ready to get married. Like, future Sophie, like, is going to be a completely different person, like... She probably won't even like pink anymore. And they were all like, that's not true. But, like, anyway, yes, I think when I think about my older self as, like, this very sophisticated, like, won't, which is probably not actually how it's going to be. Like, you're never,
you'll,
like,
still be
that
yourself.
Different. Yes. But I do think, yes, when I'm shopping and dating, but, like, yes, I am just thinking about what I will look like on the campus at BYU. Literally not even, like, I don't think about keeping these clothes for more than a year. Because they're not usually that expensive. And so, I also really care about, like, I have an ideal outfit. Like, I look at Pinterest, like, all day long and all into the night. And it's, like, my favorite activity. And I love to just, like, look at these, like, ideal outfits. I have, like, a vision board of, like a tangible vision board, like, in my bedroom here, of just, like, the outfit I want to be buried in, the outfit. So, like, I do have a lot of things. I have a lot of, like, goal or just, like, ideal.
Like, aspirations, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that also translates to my dating life. I think I have a lot of ideals in my head that, like, I'm pretty, because, yeah, I would say I'm, like, pretty picky.
Yeah, and I feel like you maybe, like, imagine it more than I do. Like, even thinking about...
Right.
Your, like, I think it's more tangible to you. In a way, like, I don't know how to describe it. But I think about you have, like, one time we had a list of qualities that we were looking for in someone.
Yeah.
In, like, a boyfriend or a husband. And mine are, like, just, like, traits. And Sophie's are, like, so specific.
Yeah.
Like, give us an example.
I have the picture, I'll find it. But yes, like I had this picture at the ready as well. Like, and it was something, this was from actually Halloween. I don't know why I was doing this at Halloween at 1 a.m. last year, so in my dorm. But it was like pushes my cart when we go grocery shopping, makes me want to write poems, will drive to Nebraska with me if necessary.
So specific.
Yeah, like watches Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging with me every Valentine's Day, which is like my favorite Valentine's Day movie. Anyway, so like is okay with my hatred for dogs. But yes, I think her, I know. So sorry. But yeah, like, and I think about also my unborn children every day.
Yeah, like I think you have like a much clearer picture of what you're looking for than definitely than I do, but probably than a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think so. I just, yes, and that's why it's also hard for me to envision, but it's at the same time I like can't think of me dating anyway. But like I think since I know exactly almost what I want, even though it'll probably change because I am only 19, it's like I think that that makes it obviously a lot harder to be like okay with, because when I describe my like dates that I'm going on with people, like nobody's ever like, oh wow, yeah, that's terrible. But it's like to me, I
am to you like, when it doesn't live up to your ideal outfit,
yeah,
you're like, why am I even getting dressed?
Something to think
there's
about.
A lot to unpack there.
Well, and I'll say this, is that lately I have noticed myself, I really don't like when my friends, like, I was just at Savers with my friends, and they were, like, watching, or, like, just because they didn't really want to be there, like, or they, like, didn't, I spent a lot more time than they needed, and so they were just kind of, like, watching, not like they were, like, ready to go or impatient, but they were just, like, happy to be
watching
there,
you.
Just, like, yeah. And I hated that because to me, shopping is like, I'm going to pick this out. You're probably not going to think it's cute or you're going to have your own thoughts. And I don't want to think about that for one. Mm-hmm. But two, just wait until I put it on and like what I pair it with.
Yeah.
And that's totally how I feel also about dating, in that like I don't want to be showing my friends from home this like mustached long-haired guy in Provo or whatever like guy I think is attractive, because I don't think they're gonna think he's attractive until it's like, okay, this is the person I'm dating, you have to get to know him, he's really funny. Because in Provo too, I feel like you just kind of know the kind of people that are gonna be like my type or whatever. Anyway, like, you know, from just the way people present themselves a little bit. Anyway, so that is something, like, I don't want people to be, like, up in my grill, because I just, like, wait until I put an outfit together, and then you'll, like, see, like, I think you'll like it, even if you
And that's so interesting, because, like, sometimes, I think a lot of people will go shopping, like, with friends, like, for a social thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not into that. And so,
I also don't
same
like
way that people
dates.
Might be like, yeah, like, let's go on a group date, or let's all go to classic skating, or whatever, like, wherever
I
you think that you're going to be finding someone.
I like a good double
date. You go in, you get out.
Yeah, I would prefer, also, I feel like I display myself best, well, I don't know, I like group situations in general, but, like, on a date, I do just like the autonomy that a like one-on-one date
one-on-one.
Gives you just like I can like and I don't really want to see people, I don't necessarily want people watching the process, I'm definitely happy to show them the result,
yeah,
but I don't want them being like, you really, you're gonna,
this is how you pick
say,
out
so anyway,
yeah, so Sophie, what do you think now, having experienced just a little bit of it?
Well, I think it's like very accurate, like you were saying, and when I asked my friends here, I think that they, it totally makes sense, because like we were saying earlier, you think everyone thinks like you do, or like shopping is a universal experience. Certainly people probably have the same general feelings about it. But no, like a couple of my friends here were saying that they are just like, go for the easy thing. Like, ideally somebody would just like tell them what to get, or like, mm-hmm. it's too much effort. Like they, which is like so parallel to the way they view dating and boy, or like significant others, is like just too much work, but it would be nice. Like a good outfit would be nice, but it's too much work. And yeah. like, that is not how I see it at all. But that's also not how I see dating at all.
So well, and I think another thing that's interesting is, like, for me, I hate to be cold. And so if it's winter, I would rather, unfortunately, sometimes, I'd probably rather look not as cute and not be miserable. And I can think of Sophie, who I was drawn to because she was wearing outfits that I knew she had to be absolutely freezing in. Right. Sophie's maybe going for, like, style over comfort.
Yeah, 100%.
And so maybe, you know, I'm looking for someone that makes me feel more comfortable, and maybe Sophie's looking to feel, like, pushed a little bit more. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking to feel pushed, but...
No, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yes, I do think, in general, like, out of our two partners, whoever they may be and whenever that is, it will probably be, like... I think mine would probably be more of, like, a roller coaster than maybe mm-hmm. one I even need. And also, yeah, like, hopefully, I don't know. I think as I mature and, like, am older, I probably will definitely dress different, and probably that would translate to how mm-hmm. I'm pursuing people, but... Mm-hmm. But I also feel like I'm not afraid to be uncomfortable in my pursuit, whereas I don't think you really... I think you would obviously, like, made the first move before, but, like, I think I'm less afraid to make the first move mm-hmm. out of us two, which translates mm-hmm. to just, which, like, is, yeah, like, you are more comfortable in clothes generally. Mm-hmm. So what do we want the challenge to be? I guess we can put it in the Instagram, but what, we should just have people put it on their stories?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want an in-depth, probably not. It won't be recorded.
No.
Just like an interview with Susie herself.
She's incredible.
It's truly eye-opening.
She's just smiling at us over Zoom.
Yeah, it's really cute. We can't get enough. It's honestly, I couldn't recommend it enough. I'm sure Anya
could agree.
Yeah. So put this on your story, this episode. Somebody just texted me that they said sprinting to your podcast right now. That's really cute. Okay, well, so yes, we're going to I can try and put this out tonight.
Okay, wow. Okay,
awesome. I'm going to put that pressure on myself. Okay, well, any last words? Just, we love you.
I could talk about this for hours, and I would.
I really could. I know.
I think this is going to be maybe what Sophie and I talk about when we're reunited.
Oh, my gosh. I dream of the day.
Yeah. And maybe there will be a part two with some things that we found.
Right. As we change, we start wearing briefcases.
Yeah. Well, for me, as I revert back to that stage of my life. Right. As I go back to the Blazers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camille's been Blazer before, okay? Yeah.
I've been there. Okay, well time to wrap it up.
We love Susie. We love being here. We're so grateful.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, stay huge. Thanks, Mom. Okay, bye.